Blog Talk Radio.
The world premiere podcast. The Edit.
Yo, these cats the Attic, man. Yo, that's them kids out of Jersey. Yo, they funny. Yo, they keep it tight, real, son. You gotta check them out. Wednesday night, Block Talk Radio. Yo, they funny. It's Wednesday night, and welcome to the premiere podcast, The Attic. Co-producer, oh, this joker be locking it up. Messenger,
he real tight with God.
Baby girl,
oh, she got facts on facts.
Baby bro,
he funny.
Nurse Carmen,
she be keeping it real.
And Sister Tippy,
got all research on lock.
Sit back and let us entertain you for the next 60 minutes. Podcast audience. This is Ken Hodge, co-producer for Hodge the Hodge on Blog Talk Radio with the premiere podcast this evening, The Attic. Again, weekly, me and my cohorts all out of New Jersey, we get together and we like to talk about shit that's going on currently in our world that affects how we live. But the only thing is the perspective that you're going to hear on this podcast, unless you're from the streets, as they say, you might not really understand how to digest it. But we give you our views on certain topics, and I'm sure our views you're not going to hear a whole lot of other places. Hey, good evening, Cass. How are we doing tonight?
Good.
All is well.
Mm-hmm. Everybody good? Everybody put your seatbelt on? Green room is closed. It's time for the show. Here we go. I guess baby bro will be popping back in a minute. But you know, I'm gonna start the show off tonight. I wanted to start off with Tyler Perry, but I just gotta read this one headline and then we're gonna go back to Tyler Perry. 10 Democratic presidential candidates are vying for a viral moment in the party's first debate on the 2020 election, and we're going to get back to that, but let's take a walk down Black History Lane and let's talk about Tyler Perry was homeless. Tyler Perry, I'm trying to sound like Chris Rock. Tyler Perry was homeless. Tyler Perry made movies. Now Tyler Perry's a millionaire, and his talk is most befitting for a Black individual who've made it. Well, not made it, who's doing well, because you can never actually make it. One of the quotes that Tyler Perry said in his BET speech was, Tyler, he said his studio, the land that his studio was on, was a Confederate base. Now it's owned by one Negro. And that's pretty powerful. But What's your thoughts on Tyler Perry, Cass? I think he did a good thing here. What you think?
Oh, absolutely. His studio that he has in Atlanta, he pretty much employs, I think, majority black actor and actresses. I think Cicely Tyson said he pretty much revived her career.
But you know what?
As well as a lot of others.
I know, like
Taraji Henson made a comment that she was the first one. He was the first one who paid her worth, as far as you know, actresses. You know, being an actress in Hollywood is concerned.
But you know what's really fucked up about this whole situation? Now, people, and again, not to take away from the positive shit that Tyler Perry just did. But there are people out there looking at Tyler Perry like he's a racist. he's a black studio owner, but he's hiring a lot of black people. And they're looking at him like he's got a problem. But you see, in America, as long as that shit is the other way around, which it is 95% of the time, it's okay. But as soon as a black business or black-owned individual concentrates more on hiring black people, then they look at that black individual as he's a racist or she's a racist. Come on, America. Get your act together. But again, Tyler Perry talked about owning shit. Stop always being so willing to work for somebody else. Own your own shit. And again, that's Tyler Perry's message in his speech on the BET Award. But that's my big dog, rest in peace, brother Nipsey Hussle. That's the same message he had. So you see, on different levels, you have intellectual or influential black people standing up saying, listen, folks, we don't have to take this shit. Right now, it's a choice, and we're choosing to take it. But we don't have to take this. If we stand our ground, if I've got the actors, if I've got the movies that people want to see, then you got to have respect for what I do.
But I think he was also giving jobs to people that could not get jobs in in white Hollywood, like makeup artists.
Yes.
Black makeup artists was having very hard times getting jobs in white Hollywood. So that's the kind of people that he was employing because they couldn't get jobs in California, out there in Hollywood. So he opened up a whole new world for them.
And you know, like I said, Oprah hooked his ass up a lot too. Oprah hooked him up, you know, but again, as we were saying in the pre-show, he had paper before he started fucking with Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so again, I say hands up, you know, I give you a strong J. I appreciate what it is that you're doing, Brother Tyler Perry. And I hope that, I hope other people. Yeah, that's the Tyler Perry, y'all.
Yeah, I think you called him a millionaire, but I think he's actually a billionaire, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's in the billion status, if I'm not mistaken.
It's just beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing because for so many of us that do make it, we tend to, as soon as we make it, we forget about everybody else. You know, they've got everybody, somebody going to find an issue with them. But for him to be doing what it is that he's doing, and truly, and even though the majority of them is black, he doesn't just say, I'm using all black. Majority of my people.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's a beautiful thing. And like I said, people are going to find fault with everybody, no matter who it is. But for him to do that, in spite of all the other little stuff, you know, the stuff that they say about him here and there, it doesn't outweigh it. You know what I mean? The good that he's done. So that's a beautiful thing to see a brother actually making it and giving back, per se.
Well, you know, if you think about it, it's not a racist thought, but if I've got 80% black actors, now, don't get me wrong, I don't know shit about the makeup industry in Hollywood, but I do know ain't nobody going to fix a black woman's hair like another black woman. That much I'm certain of.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I'm certain of that.
Or so make their face up either.
Yes.
Or make their face up. Or
style
them. There's
certain little nuances that come with your environment that you know, certain little shit you can't teach. So if you've got a majority of black actors, then it only seems right that the cast that preparing shit for them, watch this. If the actors are black, what color the stuntmen got to be? They got to be black too. So it just makes sense. And I say to Brother Tyler Perry, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing and keep doing. I say, you just keep on doing what you're doing, Tyler Perry. Yeah, that's what you do. But moving right along, as always, if we had a podcast full of all good shit, they would probably call this something other than the attic. So that was our good shit. That was our good shit for the show. You know, hand clap to you, Tyler Perry. Now, watch this. Now, let's get into the shit, all right? What about, I mean, you still see on the news, man, where police are just still rolling up on black people, man. Like, they roll up in attack mode. They ain't coming out of that shit, man. I seen, again, I don't say everything on Facebook is true, but if it's entertaining, I'll talk about it. I seen on Facebook where they were at a grocery store or something. If I get the story mixed up, Cass, help me out. And a little a white child grabbed a candy bar or some kind of little, you know, little item and walked out the store. The clerk seen her, brought it to her mom's attention. Mom paid for it. They went on about their business. Right behind them comes a black lady with her baby. Well, needless to say, that shit didn't end the same way. All right. So even in this day and time, there is very little justice, man. I'm sorry for the African America in this country that we call North America. And I say now, and I'll say it a few more times in this podcast, I am from North America. I am not going anywhere, okay? Marcus Garvey, I love you, but I'm not going back to Africa in the movement, man. So this is where I am. This is where I'm from. And this place I have a right to talk about. So with that being said, what kind of shit the cops still on, man? We see no change in that?
None whatsoever, my brother. They still doing the same old stuff.
So what do we got to do to slow their ass down?
As baby brother would say, we might have to have a revolution.
Well, because you said they just ain't going to give shit up that they're not deserving of. So we got to fight for some shit. You know, and that's just crazy, man. I mean, we talk about police a lot on this show, about the training they have, what they don't have. But I think it's deeper than training. I think it's just, again, we have to do something in this nation that lets all citizens know, because we all pay taxes. And those tax dollars, you know what it's like? You paying taxes, so what you're really doing is you actually paying for that ass whooping or that mistreatment that you're about to get from the police. That's what you're doing. Huh? So, I mean, you know, not to stay too long on the cops, but come on, man. The nation needs you to protect and serve
right. Everybody.
You know, I mean, again, we need police officers until people come to the senses and stop doing all this crazy shit. We need police officers, but we need them to do what it is they're supposed to do and not come to the job with personal vendettas that they're going to act out while in the performance of their duties. That's all I'm saying. But, okay, as we watch this, let's delve just a little deeper into the shit pool. Let me see what we got here. Why does Trump name keep coming up? Hold on, I'm going to go a little deeper. I'm still pulling up Trump. I'm waist deep, and I'm still pulling up Trump shit. Listen, man, as everybody knows who's ever listened to The Attic, this is not a Donald Trump podcast. If you ever thought that, even for a second, shame on you. Okay, shame on you. But I just think that the latest word was Mueller. we're gonna come back to the damn Democratic convention in 1 minute. But let's spend a minute, my man Bobby Mueller, Robert Mueller. He getting ready to bust shit open. Honestly, I would not be at all surprised if something happened by July 17th that they had to postpone that meeting, because the shit that man is about to I think he pissed off. I think that man thinks that he did an excellent job within the confines of his duty. He did what his position was called to do. In the way Barr and the president fucked that all up, I think he wants some get back. That's what I think he wants them to get back. And I think when they turn the microphones on, I think it's going to be some shit said. Yeah, I do. I think it's going to be some shit said. What y'all think?
I don't think so. I don't think so, because when he actually read his report, he said, this is my report. I don't want to testify. There's no need for me to testify, because if you call me before Congress, I'm going to only say what's in the report.
No, yeah. Well, I said, that's what he thinks. But
it's
what's
true,
that
true,
boy
true.
Name? What's that boy named Ship? Schick?
Yeah, Adam. Adam Schick.
Adam. Adam said, I got some other shit to ask you. And again, if you under oath, you going to answer the questions, man. So
Pamela get to get in that butt, too.
Who?
Who?
Pamela. Kamala. What's her name? Oh, wow, I call her Pamela.
Kamala?
Kamala, yeah. She gets to get in that butt, too. And she used to be a district attorney.
Okay,
well,
so...
What's
your point exactly? Yeah.
You think they're going to pressure him into saying something that's going to help them?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, because Pamela, that's what I meant by Pamela going to get in that butt.
Oh, okay.
She gonna get in what's going butt? She going to make, as you were saying, she going to make him say some stuff that he didn't really want to say.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know,
okay. Yeah, that's
what I meant.
Oh, okay. 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 In that way.
No.
Okay. Got you.
Okay. I think she going to make him say exactly what he want to say. I think that man, I think that he one of them, you know, look, man, I don't fuck with nobody. I do what I'm supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? And y'all making me look stupid here. Y'all got he said, y'all got niggas out in the world talking about, I don't know what I'm doing. No, actually, I'm the only one who know what the fuck is going on here. And if y'all don't, you know, so hear what I'm saying. But I do. I think that when he get on that stand, I think he going to be answering questions that they don't even ask him. That's what I think. I really do.
Well,
I think he going
to... Isn't there some kind of... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go.
Isn't there a special investigation that was supposed to have been handed over to someone that they never got to the bottom of also? And it tells something to do with intelligence that was done on him as well? And they never got to the bottom of it, or they don't know what was the outcome of it.
Well, now you got to remember, Mueller ain't gonna come out there. I mean, I think that. Excuse me, I'm sorry. To get back to your question, I'm not sure that, but I would be willing to bet there was a lot of impromptu shit going on that never got finished. Because you got to understand, right now, if I'm 45. You know, every 15 minutes, I need a new pair of underwear, man. I'm sorry. Because with the fact that Mueller, I do every 15 minutes, man, you know, I need a new pair of underwear, man, because shit ain't going to be right, man. Because he got to be scared. I'm sorry. Well, not him.
Yeah,
everybody around him got to be scared.
What concerns me about him is, you got to remember also, Mueller is an old white man. And them niggas have a tendency to stick together. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. He said, look, watch this.
That concerns me.
Watch this. They're going to tell Mueller,
look. Yeah, but he's also by the book. So they say anyway. You know, he's one of those that he's more into. He's a Republican, but he's an independent. So they say anyway. And he's really by the book.
As Brother Malcolm said, before there was a book, I was a white man. There was a book.
Oh, wow.
I was a white man.
I hear you.
Let me tell you something. This is America, y'all. And watch this. And strangest shit has happened. I think that again, let's just say, I think that after his testimony, if they get to him on that white privilege, then they gonna get to him. But I think that he's either going to bust this shit wide open, or you right. All his answers are going to be not part of the report, or that is part of the report. Let me tell you about that. But I think that we're not going to come out of here in the middle. We're going to come out of here way ahead and knowing what we need to know, or we're not going to gain any ground, if that makes any sense.
But they say it's a win-win regardless, because the fact that most Americans have not even read that report, so just to hear it is just going to be, you know, damaging in it. in and of itself, because the average American has not read it. And then once you just hear it and having him, you know, to what the president has done, is just going to be damaging in and of itself. So regardless,
yes,
it's a win-win.
But again, do you think, I'm just saying, do you think if a Crip or a Blood committed a murder and they was judged by Crips and Bloods and they were all in the courtroom and you poured out the whole gory scene, do you think that would matter to them? I'm saying, I'll bet you, like I'm a Cosby, one of the Cosby kids, I'll bet you that when it's all said and done, he don't lose any of his fan base.
Well, you're not going to do nothing with them regardless.
Yeah,
he's not losing
exactly.
them regardless. But just the fact that most have the average American hear it because they have not read it. And so when you hear a lot of that damaging information about, you know, Manafort, you know, accepting, you know, or giving information to the Russians and just stuff that, again, you have not heard, it's just damaging regardless.
Well, like I said,
I can go with that. I really. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. You're good. I just had a moment. I had a quick thought, but for the wrong thing. So go ahead.
I hear you, bro. Yeah, bro. Yeah. But one of the things that if you haven't heard it by now and you think it's absolutely nothing in it, I don't think him saying anything is going to change your mind, because there's no way you could not have heard about it and formed some kind of opinion on it. Either you're watching Fox or you're watching MSNBC. But you've heard something about it. But I don't think it's going to change anything.
Well, who was the lady that they interviewed at some town hall? And she said, from her understanding, from listening to Barr, that is, that she thought that there wasn't anything in the report that said anything about any collusion.
Right.
Based on what Barr said.
Right.
So she was under the impression there was nothing in that report that said anything about there was any collusion. So, yeah,
right.
I think for some people, for the benefit of those who hear it, it might just, you know, be something that will inform some people.
It's going to be a good thing.
Because of the fact that she only heard what Barr said about it when they talked about this so much on all channels except for Fox. Fox always gave the good news, so then that lets me know she only listened to Fox. And if you only listen to Fox, you don't really care about the rest, because everybody
that
else
makes
is fake news.
That's what it means.
You know what I mean? So why you saying you didn't hear anything?
I'm getting
you
feedback. I'm getting a lot of
anything.
Feedback, man.
Well, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, what the how this plays out.
Well, I mean, Barr probably telling them. You know, he said, you know, just you guys have got to stop going over my head. He probably, I mean, not Barr. Mueller told Barr, you know, you got to stop going over my head because I'm trying to do the right thing. And
you're fucking warned. Don't ever go over my fucking head again, you motherfucker.
That's what I'm just saying. That's what he told him. He said let this shit play out. Because, see, let me tell you something, though. But the very, very, very first ass whipping in the group of ass whippers that should be given out, Barr got to get the first one before Trump. He got to get the first one, because when you took that man's report and flipped that whole shit around, you got to answer for that, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
damn,
well,
your
set
position.
The narrative. He set the whole narrative for that.
Exactly. Damn your position. Damn your status. You got to answer for that, man. And again, you should be put in one of them jails that you make sure stay so full. They should have a nice little cell with about three inmates. You know, don't even put you in a private cell. That's where you deserve to go. But, oh, that's right. Only Hillary's supposed to go to jail. That's right. Wrong champ.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe
he's still talking about her and she's not even running anymore. And he's you know, you're still talking about her like she's still running.
He talk about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, like this shit's still the primaries, man.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
He talk about them. He refers to them so much that that's his whole speech. But you know, like
that's what got him in the White House. So
yeah,
he got me there before.
It.
I'll try it again.
But I think that again. Damn anybody who thinks that man is going to get reelected. I'm going to predict right now his base is going to be his base, but I think he's going to lose by a wide enough margin that even the Electoral College can't fuck it up and give it to him. I do. I think he's turned off more Americans than he ever thought he would. I, you know, those who love that bullshit that he preaches, separatism, and you know that they're always going to love that, but I think that the number of people who don't like that shit is going to turn up, and it's not. I don't even think it's. All we have to do is get together, not even the best opponent, a formidable opponent, and the Democrats will own the White House. I do. I think that's going to be clear cut. But now, the problem is not going to be winning the election. The problem going to be making that motherfucker leave. Now I want to see the man who make Donald Trump leave the White House. I like to meet that son of a bitch. Cause it ain't going. Yeah, I do. It is not going to be one of them. You know, we have the turnover ceremony that I'm leaving. No, I just don't see that happening. So again, winning the election, you know what I'm saying? Winning the election, I don't think it's going to be a problem. But actually taking control of the position, see, that's where the problem going to come in.
Okay, so he's been accused now, you know, allegedly of somebody else saying that he, you know, he raped them. Okay, so instead of you, I would think your first reaction or response, I should say, would be, you know, that is not true. You did not do this thing that I'm being accused of. His response is she's not my type. I mean,
yo, man.
It's unreal.
It's just unreal. Listen, back in the day, Playboy Don did whatever the fuck that lady said she did. Now, but now, keeping it 100, she might have embellished a little bit, but there was some inappropriate shit. But now, I got to tell you, I don't like him. But the fact that this lady's making an allegation against him, that don't sway me as far as liking him and disliking him. That's some shit that happened back in the day, and that's what that is. Even though, don't get me wrong, I understand the bullshit they did to Brother Bill Cosby. He shouldn't be in jail either. But I'm saying the fact that these allegations come up, to me, that don't make me like him more or less. That's just some shit that happened. Anybody else agree? You think that should be an issue?
For you to be the president of the United States, and you're being accused of something like that, and your response is, she's not my type. You're not denying
it.
You're not saying it's not true. Your response is, she's not my type. That's it. That's all you're saying. You never. At least I didn't hear any statement from him saying that it's just not true.
No.
What it sounds like to me, he's saying is, I could have done it, but not to her.
Exactly.
He said now. He said. Now, that sounds like some shit I was doing back then. And again, look, you know what I'm saying? He out there grabbing asses on the bus. It is. That's how he was living. So I'm simply saying that's some shit that we knew before they let him take over the White House. So I'm simply saying I don't see that hampering his shit. And trust me, I don't back and support him in nothing. But I just don't see that this being an issue that we need to bring up. Wait a minute. We got way bigger fish to fry than him grabbing somebody's ass, man. I mean, for real.
Just talking about him being the leader of the free world, and this is who is the leader of the world. This is the stuff that, you know, it's just crazy to me. It's just absolutely crazy.
See, now you know what's really crazy? That you shocked by that. That's real, because listen.
No, I mean the fact that this is who they voted for. This is the man that they voted for. This is the stuff that we're. That's all I'm talking about. Not that I'm shocked by it. Just the fact that this is the man that we have leading our country. This is the type of stuff that he's being confronted with.
I didn't really want to go this deep into Trump closet, but when we talk about this is the man, I got to touch this, and then we're gonna move on to getting our 40 acres and a mule because they owe us, man. But this is a man who, when Iran shot down this drone, this motherfucker got on. I mean, he got on his press conference and said he's not going to retaliate with a strike because the drone, it wasn't manned. I was like, yo, come on, press. You didn't just say that dumb shit, did you? Yeah, I mean, you didn't just say that, did you? Yeah, he said it. The drone wasn't manned. So, therefore, even though they shot down this $150 million drone, no lives were lost. So he felt bad because they were going to kill 150 people through it, you know, if they would have retaliated. Now, it's funny, and again, I take this from my man, one of the sitcoms on TV. He did the right thing, but he arrived at it so fucked up that you can't expect that to happen again. I mean, to him to arrive at the right thing. You, the president of the United States, he don't know if it's a drone. And at the end of his interview, drone, plane, whatever, if you're not aware that there's a distinct difference, come on, man. You're the commander in chief, man. It's just certain shit that you should know. You don't have to know.
It's a sad situation. It's a sad, embarrassing situation.
Yeah.
You remember that old saying, the clock is right twice a day.
Yes. Even a broke, no, a broke clock is right twice. Yeah. A broke clock is right twice a day.
He broke and he was right for once. Yeah, he had one more time.
Yeah, he lucked up on that one. He hit that pick six on that one. But okay, let's move on to a little bit of what's happening tonight. You know, we try to stay current, and before I'm still getting a real bad echo from somewhere. Before we go too deep into reparations, let me say to my man Cory Booker. Your book, your slip is hanging, man. Your slip is hanging, son. It was you about to lose. I'm trying to hold on, Corey, but you fucking up, man. You ain't coming out attacking shit. You on that bullshit right now. Now I'm trying to hold on for you.
Pretty much.
I'm pretty sure that by next weekend, the attic will be supporting. What's her name? Elizabeth Warren. Yo, just notice, Corey, it was a hostile takeover, bro, because I tried to rep your ass, man, but you ain't giving me nothing to work with, man. You coming at Joe Biden on some bullshit that he said, boy, come on, Corey. That's a move. Come on, you know the nation loves Joe. Why you want to attack Joe? It's the cat on the other side of the aisle you need to be attacking. Now, Joe probably said that shit. Don't get me wrong. But again, Joe's an older white man, too. Certain shit they just gonna do. But wow, just speaking of speaking of just doing crazy shit that's about to lose your endorsement from this worldly, almost syndicated podcast, come on, Corey, tighten up. You got from now to Wednesday, man, to show me something, or we gonna name a new Democratic hopeful. And right now, Elizabeth Warren, she got that shit on lock. But I'm holding on for you. But let's talk reparations, y'all. Remember,
talk about
let's
it.
Let's talk reparations, man. Remember,
She
said, I got a bat in my hand. Throw your pitch. Remember back in the day, it was always, we're going to get 40 acres and a mule. For slavery, we're going to get 40 acres and a mule. In fact, Spike Lee had a little production called 40 acres and a mule, I think. What do you think, before we get into some of the facts about this shit, we're going to go around the cast. Let's start with baby sister, because she jumped right on me. What's your feelings on reparations?
I definitely feel something should be done. I mean, you know, I think we touched base on this, maybe a podcast or two before, but something should definitely be done in terms of what they need to do for our people. I know as far as what Mitch McConnell said in terms of you know, the people that did that are no longer here, and he already, they already gave us a black president, so we pretty much need to go somewhere and sit down. Is basically what he's trying to tell
us. That's a scary shit that you hear.
Which I really couldn't. I mean, I guess I shouldn't have been shocked that he said that, but it just kind of blew my mind. Like, did this man just really say that? You know, well, you know, they had a black president, so pretty much, like, we need to go sit down. But, yeah, something definitely needs to be done. Now, whether that be, like he said, in the ways of education or health care, you know, something needs to be done. But we definitely need to, it has to be addressed. Absolutely.
What's your feelings on that, Nurse Carmen?
I have none, really, because I don't know what one can do for us other than what they should have been doing from the beginning. It has nothing to do with reparations. I feel the health care and education should be top on their list for everybody. So to get something that belongs to us, I don't really know. I don't feel that way.
Messenger,
yeah,
talk to me.
Neutral on that.
I'm going to go Pookie. We need all of that shit, man. All of that shit.
All of it.
Cause they've been taking that's right, because they've been taking stuff for us for so long. They give it to everybody else but us. And, you know, you would say, well, how do you give all these black people money? Find a way. You found a way to give it Indian stuff. You found a way to give
exactly.
it Chinese stuff.
Exactly. That's
why
I said something.
You know what I mean?
Give us something.
Right, yeah.
Something to us. Something.
Hey, give me some money. I appreciate the education and all that other stuff, but it's enough.
But that's what I said. Sit down and figure something out, be it health care,
right.
something. But something needs to be negotiated, something. Sit down and figure something out.
I'm saying health care, education,
you're
day where
it should be free? Free?
Well, free in
I'm
the terms
what?
Of... Yeah, free in the terms that you don't have to pay it per se. Now, yes, you'll pay some extra. Your taxes might be a little higher. You know what I mean? But some stuff where, it's as Nurse Carmen kind of said, stuff where everybody just gets stuff. And then you could pass us off a little check or something for a couple of years, because you don't got to give it to us all at once. And we don't need to buy all these Cadillacs. But you know what I'm saying?
You could put something on it.
Yeah.
But that's why I said you have to sit down, and you're gonna have to sit down, and you're gonna have to negotiate, because everybody might not want education. Everybody might not. I mean, you know, in terms
right.
of the college thing. So that's why it would
right.
have to be something that could sit down, and it would have to be something where everybody's gonna be able to benefit from that.
See,
and that's
now,
If you can't benefit from college, you can benefit from health care. You can't benefit from health care. You can benefit from a tax break. Oh, that's why I say again.
But that's what I'm saying. It would have to be something where they're going to have to sit down, and they're going to have to think about it and negotiate it to where it's going to be something where everybody would be able to walk away and get something out of that, no matter how you sliced it. Everybody got something out of it, no matter whether it was health care, education, something. You walked away with something from that.
But now one question: who's slicing the pie?
Right.
Well, that's why it would have to be. It would have to consist of a panel. It would have to consist of a panel that had some of us on it to make sure that it was done fairly. Because it can't be them. It can't be them.
Yeah.
So that's very important that who's slicing up that pie.
Right.
Well,
we definitely have to be a part of that panel.
Okay, when you say we who? Because I mean,
meaning black people, someone that's going to represent our personal interests in this, to make sure that we come out of this with a fair that is done fairly, and that we're represented accordingly.
See, now let me say this
to
you.
Michael
when
Jordan?
However that's figured out, I'm saying. But again, it just has to be somebody that's going to be representing the people of color to make sure that that we are represented at that table accordingly.
Well, now, when you start to look at reparations and who's going to represent who, we have to understand that there's a great sentiment, there's a large sentiment in this nation that says the sentiments behind reparations, they shouldn't be dismissed. But now here comes that power card. But implementing them would only exacerbate racial tension. So there's a school of thought that says if you do for the African-American, the black American, what you've done for so many other races, that gesture is going to expand or is going to heat up racism. Now, let me tell you, amongst the Democratic candidates, this is a hot topic. So far, about a dozen Democrats have endorsed some type of reparations. Again, you got Warren, Sanders, Booker, Harris, Gillibrand, all these folks, Beto, everybody's on board with this reparation. Now, if you run as on a platform of delivering reparations, then what's going to happen is you're going to look just as foolish as Donald Trump did running on a platform of building a wall that Mexico is going to pay for. Now, of the major candidates, only Biden and Buttigieg, whatever his name is, oppose reparations, which, I mean, you know, my thing is this. If you gave everybody else money, then damn it, you should give everybody money. If you're going to make exceptions for the Indians, the Indians, the owners, the original landlords of this land, not only has they kicked them off, but they changed their names to, they can't even be called Indians. Somebody decided it's disgraceful. They're Native Americans. How the hell are you going to be Native to your own land? But let's get back to reparations. I'm sorry.
Well, can I ask you one question before you move on? One question.
Yes.
How come giving them money didn't cause any kind of racial tension?
Exactly.
Because
I'm with that.
How come
I'm
that didn't cause any kind of racial tension?
And how can the racial tension
get any worse? That would be my question.
How can it get any worse than it is already? And they ain't gave us nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that would be my question that I would present, just like they said about, you know, going back that far, those people are still not around now. Well, I think the gentleman that I can't remember what his name is, he mentioned about how the United States is still paying peace treaties and stuff like that or whatever from 200 and something years ago. You know, so you still are paying things back from that far.
Well, again,
this country
That's just some bullshit. Again, in 86, shit, Ronald Reagan signed legislation when he started compensating Japanese Americans. What's it? For lost property. You was a Japanese American during the war and you were here, 1986. We still trying to compensate. In fact, they have a law that states the Japanese Americans were harmed as a group and therefore they were compensated as a group. But when it comes to the black American, we're going to give you a little bit here, a little bit there. In fact, you even have the very, very uninformed who likes to think, well, we gave you welfare. No, you didn't give us welfare. You gave yourself welfare. We just understand how to work the process. That's all that happened. But that shit sure wasn't for us. But I have to ask, do you think it would be justified? How do you think the government but will reparations for African Americans be justified? It must be clear that systematic government actions have deprived African Americans of wealth and property that would otherwise be there. This much seems incontestable. From slavery to Jim Crow and beyond, the unfair treatment of up to this moment, unfair treatment of black Americans in this country is deplorable. And you're right. I think something's got to be done. Now, again, I'm on board with reparations. In fact, they said it would if they had to pay it out, it would probably cost more than $10 trillion. Listen, what's this? all you have, all the wealthy in this nation, all you have came off the black, the black back of some slaveries. That's how you got most of what you got. Now, again,
and that's why they don't want to talk about it. That's why they don't want to talk about it, because they can't put a dollar amount on it. That's why they don't want to discuss it. They don't want to go back that far. They don't want to deal with it.
And unless you are a self-made millionaire, even Donald Trump, your daddy gave you $14 million. Where you think part of that money came from? You think that the slavery laws and cheaper labor didn't help you to get that? I honestly think there is no actual way that the U.S. could actually repay the Africans for what they've done to us. But I would say, if we're going to talk reparations, we're going to start with the House of Congress and the Senate. Right off the rip, we're going 50% black, and then we're going to go from there. Let's start reparating there. Because if your reparations don't include important positions that allow you to maintain and regulate laws, they could give us a gazillion dollars. It's all going right back to them. You understand what I'm saying? So when we look at reparations, right, we look at a cash payment. We look at, again, health plan, benefit plan. I'm saying that, but more important than that, we want 50% of the seats in this nation that's designed to govern laws. Yeah, some of you Supreme Court justices, Clarence Thomas, you get to stay. Sotomayor, you get to stay. But some of y'all need to leave, because we're going to replace you with black judges. And listen, yes, I mean black judges. And when I say black judges, for the uninformed, we are a very intelligent people. So if you think I'm saying replace them with black judges, just go get a black person and make them a judge, you are sadly mistaken. There are super intellectual black judges out there who would do a great job as a Supreme Court justice. So when I say we need 50% across the board, Supreme Court and every other house that determines the law body, then that's part of what I would like to see as reparations. Anybody else? Where we at? Is that Sister Tippy creeping up in here? Okay. So, again,
why I gotta be creeping?
See?
This is why we don't have nice things.
This is why, huh? What's going on? Stand
chilling,
by.
Chilling.
All right. Hold on. Stand by, podcast audience. Sister Tippy, talk to me about reparations.
I think, you know, before I saw some light, I used to say, you know, that was then and this is now. That's what I used to say or used to think. Now I say, you know what, white people, you get over it first. Then let's get back, let's get where we need to be. That's what I say. It's hard.
Should I get my 40 acres and my mule?
Well, maybe not, because I don't know what you're going to do with that mule, let's be honest. But let's say equivalent. Let's say what's the equivalent. You 40 acres and a mule, that ain't going to end well. I'm just keeping it 100.
All right.
But
fair enough.
Definitely. I'm tired of this profiling. I'm tired of people crossing the street when they see something different. I'm tired of the judgment without knowing. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm just tired of it. Tired.
She's
sorry.
So tired.
Didn't mean to bring it
to she said she's so tired.
Shut it. Zip it.
But I'm just, you know, again, you can never, I don't care. Watch it. First of all, I don't care how much reparations we talk. Again, if there are ever any such payments coming to the Black American, trust me, it's not going to be very substantial. And what I mean by that is if they go with a cash payment to people, what do you get, $1,000? I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm going to take that $1,000, but is that really reparations?
But
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, not even close. Not even near nothing. That's nothing. That's an insult. That's an insult.
Can you put a number on it?
No.
What's the number? 80 billion?
There is no number.
No.
There is no number.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why they need to approach it in terms of like health care or education or something like that.
Yes.
Because you can't put a number on it.
Say it.
You can't put a number on it. But again, if they passed a law, okay, here's the law. We're giving Black Americans reparations. What's to say that as soon as these folks get voted out of office, that the next people that come, this is why I'm saying, not only do we, part of the reparations should be
I agree with what you said too. Put some people in political position. I agree with that also. That's another move they can do. Absolutely.
Because they can't
change no laws. I agree with that. I agree.
Any move they make, if it's not encompassed with giving Black Americans their fair share of the political landscape, then it's only going to be some trivial bullshit, because no matter what they say, they can say something different tomorrow.
Right. Isn't that what just happened with Iran? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, Trump wants to come in and undo what was done. I mean, if I give you 40 acres and a mule, let's not go there, co-producer. But I give you, and I don't mean like I give you, but I'm just using an example. But I give you 40 acres and a mule. Next week, the next dude comes in or whoever. Now they're going to say, wait, we gave you 40 acres and a mule. I'm going to take that back. You get 20 acres and a duck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think your other idea is right on. You know, not something tangible. Not a thing, but
a process.
A lifestyle, or I don't know what that word is, but not a thing.
Something legislative.
Well, I'm going to say this.
It should be something legislative, and it should be some cash involved. Do you know how many jobs Black people have worked on doing not half, but three times what that person is doing and still getting paid less?
I don't care what you say.
Able to find a number somewhere.
I don't care what you say. Colonel Sanders actually cooked that chicken. Yes, he did.
See, that's why you don't get a mule.
See, Colonel Sanders cooked that chicken, man. It was shit. Half the shit that we do, man. And again, inventors. Come on, let's be for real. Why would you? I mean, just as we still talk of reparations, if you own everything, including people. If you wanted your grass cut faster, why would you think of inventing something? All you're going to do is get more people. That's all you're going to do. Now, the people out there cutting that shit, they understand, damn, if we hook this blade up to this motor, we might be able to get a little bit of a break while this, you know what I'm saying? So if we were to go back and really try to repair the damage we've done to Black Americans, first of all, I think it would be impossible. But a good start would definitely, again, I got with you, co-producer. After we reshape the political landscape, yeah, give us some money. Because you got enough of it. America, you got enough of it.
I just don't think money is the answer. I really don't. I think that's the short term. I think that's short-sighted.
We don't only want money. Money, I'm sorry.
Recently, you know, there's been opportunities for buyouts and, you know, like big companies like GM or you know, car builders, like when they go out of business or whatever, you can get a pension or you can retire and get a pension or we can give you a chunk of change and you go away. Too many people take that chunk of change and walk because it's immediate. It's immediate gratification.
Right.
And I just worry or I get concerned that that's what we, anybody, human beings, look at. They say I get X in my pocket now, to hell with what's going to happen later.
Part of the thinking in that process as well is what you have to think about is the fact that they take the money and the walk out now because the way things go, next week they still might be on the chopping block and that money ain't going to be even offered to them. So you got to get while I'm getting good, because I've been on some positions where I've seen the first wave of layoffs that they had. They paid a whole bunch of people, and then the next set of people, they just fired them one by one, and they didn't even get anything. But unemployment.
Right. That makes sense.
Well,
but if you have both options at the same time, you know, bird in the hand, two in the bush, I don't know. I think co-producer had the right idea. Legislation.
Well, again,
law,
that's a big part. But again, when we say money, money's like that last item on the list. There's a whole lot of other shit you got to do. And then after you do that, give us the money. Yeah, give us a little bit of money.
That's what I said. You got to get you a panel comprised of, you know, like I said, of various different people. But we have to be on there to make sure that somebody's there to look out for our interests.
No,
and it has
we have
to be
to,
negotiated. It
we
has
have
to
be the majority.
Out.
We don't have to be on
well,
the panel.
Again,
we have
again,
to be the majority
again,
of the
right,
panel.
Right. But again, but it still has to be negotiated and worked out. Whether we're the majority or whatever, it has to be negotiated and worked out. You have to sit down and figure out what we want and how we want that to look, but it has to be negotiated.
I think that if they really
you have to sit down and work
give
that
reparations,
out.
I think if they really, if this nation really wanted to give reparations to the black Americans, I think it would take them longer than this earth is going to be here to figure out a way to do that.
Well, to
that's
me,
meaning,
we shouldn't let
meaningful.
Them figure it out. I think we should be
oh,
presenting to them what we want.
Right.
Don't
no.
let
right.
them figure it out. We should tell them.
They are, they already
why
figured
are we letting
it out?
Them figure it out?
No, they, you're right. And this is why, now again, this is why it's a big issue with the Democratic primary, with the candidates. I'm simply saying that's a weak platform to run your election on, because if you are elected and you can't deliver, then you're going to be thinking, then you hope, okay, they're going to go and march. Yeah, they might picket a day or two, but they'll go away. Because there's no way you're going
to
be able to
do that. Well, actually, people are saying that that's kind of suicide to even have that on your agenda right now during an election.
The only thing that makes it not suicidal is there's so many people on it. In fact, the only two is Biden and my man out of Washington, I think it is, out of Virginia. Everybody else is on that shit. Biden and Pettigrew. I can't say his name. Buttigieg?
Right.
Him, okay. Him and Biden are the only two. But, shit, you got...
But I mean on a national level, to run on that, to even have that, to say that that's something that you would do, and then if you're actually going to run on that, they're saying, like, that's kind of...
Well,
that's not really
real
smart
quick,
to do during an election.
Well, watch this. Our newest candidate, who's going to actually be hosted on this podcast, Warren, in fact, has extended her call for reparations to include Native Americans and members of the LGBTQ community. Again, so again, now we done took this shit and recognized, okay, if we're going to give them money, let's give them money too. Or let's give them money too. This is a single issue here, folks. Are we going to give reparations to black Americans? Hey, listen, that's our podcast for this evening. That's our podcast for this evening. I do appreciate those of you who decided to hang out on Block Talk Radio with The Attic. We'll be back again next Wednesday at 9 o'clock, trying to keep the topics fresh, interesting. so that you will call in and join this conversation. Hey, go ahead and say your goodnight, Cast.
Good night, everyone.
The revolution will not be televised.
Good night.
You will stink.
Good night to all.
Baby, bro, give me 30 seconds or something.
Something. Yes, brother, you censored me, and that shit was fucked up.
What is wrong with him?
You fucking warrant. Don't ever go over my fucking head again. You
That's
motherfucker.
What I'm talking about. All right, now we on the same page.
Now we're on the same page. Hey,
there
listen.
You go.
That's the podcast, The Attic. Everyone have a nice, wonderful, and helpful week. When I say helpful, helpful to yourself and to others. Until next week, I'm out.
Yeah, messenger, don't tell your lineup. I'll be calling you about 5 seconds.